This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED signs new consent order for LANL, follows failed campaign approach resulting in LANL shipping faulty waste drum to WHIP. The quote-unquote new consent order for Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, substantially changes the focus of cleanup from work at specific sites to a broad quote-unquote campaign approach. The campaign approach failed dramatically when it was used to accelerate shipping plutonium-contaminated waste from LANL to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WHIP, as directed by New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez and her Environment Department. In February 2014, one or more of the LANL drums shipped to WHIP under the accelerated campaign approach exploded in the WHIP underground, contaminated 22 workers, and shutting down the facility. Over 600 potentially exploding drums are disposed of in the WHIP underground with no plans for removal. On Friday, June 24th, the New Mexico Environment Department signed the new Compliance Order on Consent, or the Consent Order, with the Department of Energy, DOE, for LANL cleanup. It expands the use of the campaign approach for accelerated cleanup. Examples include the chromium plume in the regional drinking water aquifer, areas contaminated with high explosives and other hazardous wastes, and Technical Area 49, where plutonium devices were tested underground in the early 1960s. The evidence is clear that when LANL accelerates cleanup, disaster follows. Further, the Environment Department and DOE agreed, amongst themselves, to remove all public participation for any modification of the 2016 consent order, including the opportunity to request a public hearing as required by the applicable hazardous waste laws and regulations. The new consent order does not include a final compliance date, which the 2005 consent order contained. Under the old consent order, all legacy waste cleanup was supposed to be done by December 6, 2015, with the cleanup of the 63-acre Area G dump. That did not happen. For that reason and others, Nuclear Watch New Mexico filed a citizen's suit under the hazardous waste laws against DOE and Los Alamos National Security LLC, LANS, the management contractor, for missing the 2005 consent order cleanup deadlines. Under the old order, the violations could result in approximately $300 million in potential penalties for missing the deadlines. Nuclear Watch is asking for a court order requiring DOE and LANS to come into compliance with the 2005 consent order, quote, according to a reasonable but aggressive schedule, end quote. Recently, the Environment Department filed a motion with the court to intervene in the case on the side of DOE and LANS. As Nuclear Watch wrote in its press release, the request to the court raises, quote, the question of whose side the Environment Department is on, the environment or the polluter. In this case, a for-profit nuclear weapons lab, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.